coming back at you. Good morning, 918. We got sunshine, 30 degrees going on here this Tuesday, April the 8th. Tuesday Talk Around continues. Got to find out what's happening at Red River Communications. Marketing Director Carrie Kleingartner on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It seems like forever since you and I have talked and touched base. What's going on, Red River Communications? That's a loaded question, but what's happening?
Oh, well, we are just thrilled from last week's annual meeting celebration of our cooperative. We celebrated 73 years of Red River Communications with just over 300 guests and cooperative members. So it was an excellent evening of great food and great discussions. And we just want to say thank you to everybody who came out and visited with us. We really enjoyed seeing you all.
Well, and I can say, based on what I've seen Red River Communications doing here in the past few years, I would imagine the conversation's pretty optimistic, right?
Yeah, you know, we are definitely in a unique situation. So is a lot of other broadband companies in our area, in the nation. I think the last few years has really given us an opportunity to put a light on not just the needs of our community as connectivity, but really it's not just a want anymore. It is something that is crucial to the success of our areas, and we are just thrilled to be the catalyst for the Richland and now moving into the Northern Holly area. We're just so happy to be working with wonderful colleagues on the county side. The commissioners have all been amazing. We have just been welcomed with open arms, and the residents are in turn doing the same thing in the businesses. They're signing up for that service, they're getting connected, and they are absolutely loving it. So,
well, that's
as Red River Communications, we're just so thrilled to be doing this.
Well,
yeah.
That's one thing, Carrie, but your outreach to Red River Communications, your outreach to the community, you got scholarships going, you got neighborhood meetings going on. You are really wrapped up in the communities that way, too.
Yeah, you know, I think one of our core pillars of being a cooperative is care for the community. And that's something that we take very seriously around here. Just, you know, informing our customers about what is happening, what are opportunities and available. And then also, you know, that is educating people, you know, making sure that they know about cybersecurity, and making sure that they know about ways to better enhance their education services. I mean, there's so many amazing things that connectivity brings to people. I know I've done it. Have you ever done a telehealth appointment? Those things are incredibly helpful for those that cannot leave their homes, or for busy parents, or for somebody who just needs a an antibiotic. They can do that telehealth appointment. It is quick, easy, and with a broadband connection, you don't have to worry about your call being dropped.
Right. And again, well, getting back to it, it's become an absolute necessity, Carrie. So what's in store here? What's up ahead for the next 70-plus years? Did you discuss that at all?
Well, you know, we are always looking towards the future, and, you know, we've got a couple areas that we have our eye on that we do see that are lacking connectivity, and we are going to do our best to try to support them. Right now, we are working towards building the final portion of the city of Wahpeton. So residents in those areas around the zoo, around the college, you will be reached out to by our sales team, whether you're a business or you're a resident. They're going to be reaching out. They're going to tell you all about our services and letting you know how you can sign up. There's also a portion in Holly that we are working on. It's a rural area just north of Holly. They're getting connectivity this year. Next year, we're working on our Sabin and Comstock project, and then I guess we will see where we go from there next.
Oh, I love it. That is exciting stuff. Carrie, listen, we're out of time, but always great to talk with you. You have a fantastic week, okay, and we will touch base again next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. And if people are interested in getting signed up, tell them to go to redrivercom with two M's.com.
Fantastic. And again, folks, you missed our conversation. It will be up. We're going to podcast this early this afternoon on our website. Carrie, take care. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
923 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.